Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, the day goes by so quickly. You come in early in the morning and you leave late at night, and before you know it, it's over, and it's Monday, and then it's Friday, and the year just moves on. And most of our day as business people, we are doing stuff. We are dealing with customers, clients, employees, sales, financing, paying bills. And you know what we don't do? We don't have time to look at the big picture. Do you know what the big picture of your business is? Have you taken the time to sit down and think about where you're going with your business, what you need to do, how you need to do it? If we get a picture of the business and we think about the future and we think about where we want to go, we're helping to assure our success. And when we're looking to the future and trying to get the big picture, we have to look backwards. We have to say, where did we come from? You know, when I talk to my clients, after several years of working with them, and we talk about where they've come from, it's kind of amusing that what their thoughts were. They were thinking much smaller. They were thinking in a much more confined way, and now their mind is opened up, and they're seeing the big picture, and they're looking backwards saying, I can't believe what I did. I can't believe I did that. Now, when we look backwards, we're not looking for fault. We're looking to see how we handled ourselves, how we've grown as a business person. We're looking to see how the business has changed. And when we're done looking backwards, we have to look forward. We have to say, where is the business going? We have to look at the bigger picture. We have to say to ourselves, what are the trends of the business? Where is it going in the future? Is it a business that will never change? Or is it a business that's in constant flow and will change all of the time? What trends do you see happening? And when we're talking about the bigger picture, we're talking about how are we selling? What do we need in the way of staffing? If we want to really be successful and we know where we want to go, how are we going to get there? So we take our mind and we look to the future and we go, here's how much business I'd like to do. Well, what's keeping me from doing it? Well, I need the right people. I need the right prospects. I need the right business plan. How are we going to develop that? So you see, it takes a lot of thought, because when you see the big picture and your mind opens up and you see where you want to go, you'll get there. As the regular listeners will know, I probably mentioned this before, but in 1960, John F. Kennedy said, we're going to go to the moon. He saw the big vision. Nobody knew how to do that. We didn't have the lift capacity with the rockets. We didn't have the technology. And the computers in the space capsule for the moon were probably less sophisticated than the computer you hold in your hand called a smartphone. But he had a vision, and because he had a vision and he saw something, he put people in action to make it happen. And today we've got rovers on Mars. We've got a satellite that's almost ready to leave the galaxy, or has, is well past Pluto. But none of that would have happened if there hadn't been a vision. What is your vision for your business? Where do you want to go? Once you create the vision, you can fill in the blanks. And the vision might change. You may be able to see it in a better way 6 months from now. Maybe you'll have other ideas. But sit down and think about the who, what, when, where, and why of your business. Answer those questions. And those are the elements that everyone tells you you should have in a story when you write it: who, what, when, where, and why. Of course, in business, we need to add one more component to that, is what is it going to cost me? So vision is important. It's something that's lacking in most businesses. It's something that your competition probably isn't doing. And if you want to get ahead of your competition, look to the big picture. Look to the future. Where are we going and how are we going to get there? This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.